This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
All right, let's go to the Michelob Ultra Hotline now. Christopher Walsh is with us. He covers Alabama for BamaCentral.com, part of the Sports Illustrated family there, and that's where you follow him on Twitter, at BamaCentral. Welcome in, Chris. How are you, man?
I'm great. How are you guys today?
Doing well. Thanks for coming on with us. You wrote a story that all of your stories get a lot of attention, but this one certainly did, because in that story you said you might be surprised at the number of Alabama players that actually forego the draft and come back to Tuscaloosa. And there were a lot of interesting names that you included in that story.
Well, it's actually not my story. It's Kerry Clark who writes for us. And Kerry has been someone who has been around the program for a number of years. And he's worked at, you know, with a number of different sites. He's one of those guys who kind of seems to know everybody. And we got talking on Saturday, and I've been hearing some stuff, and he had been hearing some stuff, and we kind of touched base of like, what are you hearing, and so forth. And so he wrote the story for us on Monday, and it's we've confirmed everyone on that list. And so, yeah, there's some serious discussions and thoughts going on this team about a lot of guys coming back.
Well, we just played Kirk Herbstreit from his podcast last night. And he sort of mentioned that with Tua Tagovailoa in a player's meeting. How much of this is being driven by last year's leadership, Tua Tagovailoa and some other guys in that locker room? And is this a decision that these guys are discussing between each other?
They are discussing it between each other. And I think Tua is going to be a little bit of the key with some of these guys. You know, I mean, if you have somebody like that coming back and you're a wide receiver, I think that's going to definitely make you think, twice about it, kind of thing. But it's different from each person. You know, like this year, like I mentioned, the wide receivers, it's a really deep draft for the wide receivers, and because of that, unless you're someone say like Jerry Jeudy, your draft stock is probably going to drop a little bit just because of the sheer quantity at the position. So I think it's unique for each person, but in some of these cases, I think they're definitely, kind of like, what are you doing? And it's causing this to, use that in part of what they're thinking about.
Chris Walsh is with us, BamaCentral.com, part of the Sports Illustrated family there. He and Kerry Clark combining on the information here for this article about the players. Now, I will say in this, that the way Kerry words it, and from your guys' sources, 100% guys that are leaving or leaning towards leaving are Jerry Jeudy, Najee Harris, and Jedrick Wills. Based on your information, do you feel like those guys have made their mind up? There's no change in their mind. They are going 100%.
Yeah, we'll throw Terrell Lewis in there as well. Lewis did the senior day ceremony. We think he's gone. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Jedrick Wills he had a great season. He probably can't improve his draft stock anymore. He's one of those guys that is, people, coaches and NFL teams are probably even more excited about than a lot of draft experts are. He's going to do well in the draft. And I don't think Najee Harris would surprise anyone. And it's, especially considering the position that he would play.
Is who would you put in that next tier? So let's say those guys are 100%. You like Jeudy, Wills, Harris, they're 100% gone. Who would you put in the next tier that would be the ones that maybe would be in the 75% category based on what you know?
Well,
nobody is a reasonable answer there. I mean, if you think nobody's there, nobody's there.
Yeah, it's in terms of departing, I don't quite think anyone's there. If I remember right, Kerry mentioned next in the story was Xavier McKinney being about 50-50.
Right.
And that's exactly what I had been hearing, before we started talking this over and going around things. So last I heard, that hadn't changed. He's really kind of torn on the decision. A lot of these other guys, though, I think I think they're leaning the other way, and that includes Tua.
How much of this is driven by the lack of a college football playoff this year, the lack of a championship for this team the last 2 years? Because we've seen the big running backs at Georgia come back 2 years ago, 3 years ago, or 2 years ago, the defensive lineman at Clemson, Derrick Brown at Auburn, Marlon Davidson at Auburn. They could have been first-round guys last year. They came back this year hoping to win a championship. How much of this is championship-driven, and is some of it, do you think, a way to say, hey, Tua, if you need us to get over your injury, I want to be there for you. How much of it's championship? How much of it's Tua, and how much of it's just improving my own finances down the road?
I think it's all of the above, especially, I think it's definitely all of the above. And there's definitely a feeling on the team of unfinished business. You know, things didn't go as well as they'd hoped this year. I mean, it started before the season started. You know, Dylan Moses going down. You know, we were all saying and writing, there's two guys that they can't afford to lose, and they lost one before the season, they lost one, you know, the other during the season, and it was kind of a wounded duck, you know, and it was just like, how long can they try to keep this going? And you know, nobody wants to go out that way, and if there isn't, you know, really compelling reason to go out. And I think part of it has to do with the fact that some guys recently didn't do as well in the draft as expected. And I don't mean to single him out, but the guy that jumps to my mind is Mac Wilson last year. You know, went out. He's a guy potentially who could have went in the first round in the right year, and he ended up going in the fifth round. Didn't have a good season. And I think a lot of guys, I think that struck home with some of these guys. So it's the thought of go back, go on at a good note. And, you know, Saban's always said that he's going to encourage anyone who is not going to be a first-round pick to come back and you know, get their degree and finish out on a strong note.
All right, he is Christopher Walsh. You can follow him at Bama Central, and BamaCentral.com is the Sports Illustrated website there. He and Kerry Clark doing work on that story about the players that may or may not be leaving Tuscaloosa. You can go read it there. Chris, thank you for the time. Always great talking with you.
Oh, my pleasure, and everyone stay safe out there today.
Yeah, I zoomed on into work. Didn't realize it was so bad out there. Thank you for the heads up. See you, Chris. Take care.
okay, thanks.
Chris with us on the Michelob Ultra Hotline. Superior light beer with low calories, carbs, and zero fat. Live life to the ultra.